Hello, this is Daniel Gregory. Thanks so much for joining me for another episode of the Perceptive Photographer Podcast. This is our 305th episode. I really do appreciate you tuning in. I hope you, your family, your friends, loved ones are all safe and sound, and that you're remembering to wear your mask when you head out to make your photographs and, I guess, do your general shopping at the grocery store and whatever you're doing. Keeping everybody safe and sound, that's really important. I also hope you're having a great start to 2021. I know it's been kind of a crazy, well, I don't know how long, but crazy amount of time for everybody. So hopefully your 2021 is getting off to a nice start. You're getting out there and getting to do something creative and enjoyable. I know for a lot of people, setting goals is an important time of year. So hopefully if you are a goal setter, you're getting some interesting goals set up for yourself. A couple of days ago, I was having a online conversation with a friend, and they asked me about how I was feeling about my photography these days, which I thought was an interesting question. You know, how do I feel about my photography? And as I was processing that question and really kind of thinking about it, we got to just chit-chatting about photography, and I was excited about the things I have coming up, and I like my work, and I'm really excited because I'm actually redoing and re-implementing a bunch of organizational things on my photography. So I'm excited about a couple of things I have going on. So I would say overall, you know, I told him I'm feeling pretty good about things. But as I got to thinking more about that question later, which is, I think, one of the things that's great about a good question. How do you feel about your photography? Such a good question, because it's after the fact. It's later on, as I started to think more and more about that question, I realized just how kind of insightful that question could be, how deep and meaningful that question could be. On the surface, like I said, I just kind of responded more to the here and now of what I thought about my photography. How is my photography now in terms of like tactical, practical things? But how do I feel about photography? And then how do I feel about a photograph? And that's, I think for me, that was the seed that really got me thinking about today's conversation, is that idea of, when I work with people, I hear this phrase all the time: what I think about my photographs. I think about my photographs, I look at my photographs and I think this, or I was out shooting and I was thinking about f-stops, I was thinking about shutter speeds, I was thinking about how to make things sharp. It's a lot of thinking, a lot of kind of intellectualization of the photographic process and the photography process. And yet when I think about photographs that really matter to me, I either have an emotional feeling connection to the subject matter, the subject, or the photograph creates an emotional response within me. So I feel something about the photograph. It's no longer just the intellectualization of the photograph. And even when I teach how to like critique photographs, I talk about the importance of reading the photograph, looking at the photograph, reading it, understanding the complexity of the photograph on multiple levels. So we can read it for composition, we can read it for meaning, we can read it for inference, whatever it is. We can have multiple readings and interpretations of the photograph. And one of those readings, I think, is a feeling-based photograph. How does it feel? And I think one of the things that's really interesting about feelings is, one, I think for a lot of us, it's hard to ascribe the word that we actually feel. We lack the kind of emotional awareness to identify our emotion and how we're feeling at the time. And I think it's one of the things that makes poetry so interesting, because they're so good at identifying the words that do speak to their emotion. And a lot of other people, I think, struggle with that. I know I struggle with that sometimes. I kind of have the emotion of I'm angry. And even though there's multiple layers to angry, I kind of have the one emotion. And when it comes to being angry, where, like I said, there's subtle nuance within there, there would probably be a much more appropriate conversation if I could identify really what is my anger actually stemming from. Is it coming out of insecurity? Is it coming out of fear? Is it coming out of, what is the actual underlying response? So outside my own therapy session, the idea behind the photograph in terms of how do you feel about the photograph is something that I think if we dive deeper into that, as we look at our photography, as we examine the photographs of others, and even just changing our language so that it is more along the lines of, this is what I feel when I look at the photograph. This is how I am emotionally responding to the photograph, or how I'm not emotionally responding to the photograph. I don't feel anything when I look at the photograph. You know, Roland Barthes talked about this in Camera Lucida, that notion of feeling, or punctum as it was described in the text, that notion of a response, a driving of something out of us that creates within us more than just an intellectual curiosity or an intellectual exercise. Because I think it's really easy for us to stay intellectual in photography. I think it's so easy for us to think about, how are we going to go about capturing the photograph? How do we make sure the settings are correct? How do we make sure that the edits in Photoshop and Lightroom or Capture One are correct? Or if you're in the analog darkroom, what are the intellectual steps to dodge and burn so that we can create a certain aesthetic or look within the photograph? And in that planning of the photograph, I think a lot of us plan from compositional rules. We plan from knowing what makes a photograph interesting. We think about color, shape, form, line, texture, all the different elements that kind of come together to make the frame. But do we really think about how do we emotionally respond, not just to the frame, but to the thing we're photographing? How do we drive that connection? And so as I look back at some of my photographs that are hanging on the wall or in the catalog or negatives on the light table, and I think, how do I feel about that photograph? Is it making me respond in a way that's uncomfortable? And does that uncomfortableness or that uneasiness create tension? Or does it create anger? Or does it create sadness? What is it that it's invoking within me? And the reason I think that's so important is one of the questions about learning to edit your own work, learning to process your own photographs, is we can take the steps, like I said, to intellectually construct what is an interesting photograph from a line, color, composition standpoint. There are certain things that we just are the way we are as people. We respond to certain things a certain way. And so we can lean into that psychology when we're creating and composing the frame. We know certain things about how people respond to saturated colors and muted colors, and we know diagonal lines versus horizontal lines. We know how those things work. And so we attempt to create a visually pleasing photograph. But how do we respond, you know, outside the intellectual side of creation of those lines, creation of those colors and those relationships? What is it that we are, what is it that's invoked within us? And when I work with people, when I, you know, help people, mentor people, one of the things we talk about is attunement, that it's that sense of, are, do you have the awareness that you have an emotional response during the capture process or during the edit process or during both? And when those are aligned, we end up with a really interesting spot to work from, an interesting spot within the photograph where our heightened emotional response is starting to come through the photograph. And yet at the same time, there's that next step of, what is the feeling I have for the photograph? So how do I feel about my photography? How do I feel about that photograph? That next evolutionary step, that next response that I could take to identify that emotion. So not to say that I feel good, but what is it about the photograph that I feel that is good? And is good actually the correct word? And some of you are probably like, well, no, I feel great. Everything's in focus for the first time. But whatever that response is, if I can identify that emotion, I think one of the other things that allows us access into is a deeper understanding of why we photograph. Because I think we photograph because we have something to learn, something to say, something we want to share, something we want to experience, something we're processing and dealing with. That elevated sense of understanding that comes through the camera lens, that process of getting to see and understand in a way we didn't have before, if we rely solely on the intellectual side of that exercise, we're missing a huge component of how we actually learn and process. We learn and don't get the opportunity to invoke within others an emotional response we might have ourselves. I mean, one of the things I talk about a lot is we're not in control of the viewer that looks at our photographs. We can't make them see it a certain way. We can't have them view it a certain way. Now, you know, there's certain things we can do to help the viewer experience and see certain things within the photograph, but we're not in control of their response to it. But what we're looking for in photographs, what we're trying to create, I think, in our communication is a underpinning of a universal aspect of ourselves and the things that we can tap into that are unique to us, unique to our sense of seeing, but yet are not solely ours. They're shared by the broader community of people who look at photographs and people who don't look at photographs. But everybody has suffered loss. Everybody has suffered joy. Everybody has suffered angst. Everybody has suffered worry. All of those different components that we can tap into those. We can then create a shared meaning and a shared experience through the photography. And so while it might not be the same experience, it is a shared experience. And I think that, for me, becomes a really interesting question about how do I feel about a photograph. I feel like if we can have some kind of shared conversation, some kind of shared meaning through that photograph, that that becomes an interesting opportunity in the creative space. It becomes an interesting opportunity in the human space to have that dialogue and that conversation, to open that doorway to not just what I know, but what I feel and what I process and how it weighs on the pit of my stomach. Because we are always learning, we're always growing, and new information is presented to us. We are no more the same person today that we will be tomorrow that we were yesterday. So in that growth and in that sharing and in that evolution and that change, we have to be willing to take that step that says there is some component of deeper insight that I can get by not just making this about the intellectual exercise of what's right, but also the spiritual and feeling side of how do I respond. And I think if you start to think about your own photographs, if you think about the photographs of others, if you think about the photographs that you've really connected with, the ones that have really mattered to you, my guess is you haven't responded because they're in the rule of thirds or they're on the golden ratio or because they have the right sense of color symmetry through simultaneous contrast. My guess is you've got an emotional response to the photograph. You connect to something about it that makes you feel a certain way. And I think that's the piece that we should start to talk about more. We should share more with each other when we look at photographs. More than just, I like it. More than just, oh, it's got a great composition or great structure. But it made me feel this way. You know, I got nervous in the pit of my stomach. Whatever it is, I think starting to share that becomes interesting. So that question of how do you feel about photography or how do you feel about your photography, you know, has led me into a really kind of interesting space as I start to think about, am I responding the right way to photographs that is really giving me the insights I need to be better, not just as a photographer, but a better person? And in my own work, am I giving myself the space and time and experience to understand how I'm actually feeling when I push the shutter and when I actually process the image? So hopefully, if you spend some time thinking about this question, maybe you'll get some insights and some understanding into what you're doing well, or maybe you already process this way and you're already on that kind of road and you're farther down the journey that you can then use that information to help others get there. There's always an opportunity to grow from the experiences of others. So thanks so much for tuning into the podcast this week. Hope I've given you something to think about. Really do appreciate you listening. And again, I hope you're having a good start to 2021. May this be a great, wonderful, creative year for you where you get to do some great and amazing things. Also, make sure you're keeping everybody out there as safe as possible as we continue to work through our little COVID restrictions these days that I think everybody's getting tired of talking about, but we still have a little bit of time there, so please make sure you're keeping everybody safe and sound as best you can. Thanks again, and I'll see you next time.